But you're listening to Philip on the Radio here on WGXC 90.7 FM and streaming live on WGXC.org. And I have a special guest in the house. Somebody actually came to the studio. Most people call because they've heard about the studio and they've heard about me, so they're afraid to actually be in the place. But young Jackie Weaver, who is the curator and organizer of the Catskill Film and Video Festival coming up next Sunday, is in the house, and she's gonna tell us about what's going on. Jackie, say hello to the WGXC Morning Show audience.
Everyone, thanks for having me.
She's as cute as a little button. She's nervous, okay? But she's been working real hard. How exactly what does it take to put together a film festival? I mean, you don't just go out and just grab a bunch of films and stick them in a VCR. You have to do some research and contacting the let me shut my lips and you tell me what does it take to put together a film festival?
Well, in October, we put out an open call for entries out to some arts councils across the country and NYFA, which is New York Foundation for the Arts. And we just received entries from those open calls that we put out. We had about 100 entries, and they were national and international submissions. And from those 100, I narrowed it down to a little over 30 films. Most of them are short, between 1 minute and 20 minutes, most of them between 4 and 5. But then we have 2 feature-length films, too.
Are there going to be any local artists?
Yeah, there's quite a few local artists from the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. One of the films that I'm most excited about by a local artist is the documentary Brunswick, which was made by Nate Sims, who lives in Albany, and it's a pretty relevant subject, I think, for our area. It follows a farmer who has to sell his land, and he sells it kind of with the expectation that it's going to be continued to be used as farmland,
mm-hmm.
But then some housing development companies get involved, and so it just follows that struggle between these two parties.
Oh, goodness. I better miss that one because I'll throw something at the screen.
Well, that one also, that premiered at the Spectrum Theater in Albany in mm-hmm. December, and it was a sold-out show. So if anybody missed that sold-out show, this is a good chance to see it again.
Now, I suppose that the films are various kinds, some documentary, some mystery, some what is the various categories?
We have 2 feature-length films. One is a little bit experimental, and one is more of like a mystery conspiracy type of movie. And then we have experimental shorts, which is work in film and video. We have video and performance category, which is kind of a non-traditional category. It's primarily performance artists who are using video as a medium to document the work, but there's like some funny ones in that category and then some more serious straight up documentation of performance. We also have a documentary category, a animated shorts and a short narratives category.
And aside from the actual films themselves, are there going to be other events around the film festival? And if so, what kind of events will they be?
Yeah. Masters on Main Street is the program or the project that's responsible for the film festival, and it is our 1-year anniversary. It's a project that brings top-notch art and cultural events to Main Street in Catskill. It brings recent MFA grads from the top art schools across the country right to Catskill. So this is our first anniversary. Saturday night is our fundraiser event. It's going to be at the First Niagara Bank in Catskill on Main Street. We still have tickets left for that. If anybody is interested in supporting Masters on Main Street and this Film Fest project, the tickets are $100 a person. All proceeds go to Masters on Main Street. And that covers cocktails, and the catering is going to be done by the Bee's Knees Cafe, which is a local farm-to-table cuisine, and there'll be live music by Lady Moon and Young Paris.
Oh, that's great. And that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday from 5 to 7. And there are still tickets available. You can call the Greene County Council on the Arts to reserve your tickets. We'd like you to do it ahead of time. The number there is 518-943-3400.
943-3400. Now, are there any, do you have a website or something that people can also go to find out the schedule and everything?
Yep, the schedule is posted on our website, and that's greenarts.org. There's also some parental advisories. If you download our program notes, it's a PDF document on our website, you can get a synopsis of every film, and also there are the parental advisories listed in that film. Most of them are suitable for children, but there are a few that have parental advisories.
And finally, when I go to these film festivals or music festivals, well, it's easier with a music festival because the artist is the artist, so you get to meet them. Are there any going to be any situations where people will be able to meet and greet?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are going to be a whole bunch of these filmmakers and artists at the event itself. And after every section, we are going to do a Q&A with the artists that are there. And then there's going to be a reception at 6:30 at the Arts Council for meet and greet. So if you're interested in meeting the filmmakers, that's a great time to do it. There's also two great shows up at the Arts Council, too, so you can see them while you're there. It's African American Stories and Uncle Remus Redux.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's right. I had the, I believe the creators were on with me last Tuesday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. So they'll be there.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. So this sounds like a lot of fun. What is the start date? Next Saturday? Saturday night?
The fundraiser event is Saturday night from 5 to 7 at the First Niagara Bank. And then the actual film fest itself is at the Catskill Community Theater, which is also on Main Street in Catskill. Great venue. We really appreciate them lending it out to us. It is a free event. Donations are appreciated, but definitely not required. We want to encourage the community to participate in these local arts and culture events.
And so that starts on Sunday.
That's Sunday from 10 to 6.
From 10 to 6. And is it only one day? Yep,
it's just one day.
All day Sunday from 10 to 6.
Yes.
And, of course, one final thing. I guess it's, do you have it divided into age groups, or there is something for children?
There aren't any categories that are particularly aimed at children, but there are a couple films that children would definitely appreciate. I wanted to mention a couple of our other highlights, too. We have a short animated film by Zach Heyer. It's called Correspondence. It won the Student Academy Award last year. Zach is from Tannersville in Greene County. And then we have a couple films by Danielle Katvin, who grew up in Catskill, going back and forth between Catskill and Manhattan. And she was an award winner for the Eastman Kodak Award for Excellence in Filmmaking. And then we have two features. One of them is Eric Leiser's Glitch in the Grid, which screened at the Park City Film Festival and won some awards there, and then screened on the opening night of the Annecy Film Festival in France. So that's another big deal. And then our first feature, which is at 10 a.m., and definitely worth being there at 10 a.m. for, is Orphaned, which is the story that I mentioned earlier, and that's by a local filmmaker also, John Yost, and most of it was shot in Troy. So a lot of great work, definitely worth coming out for.
It sounds exciting, and I like the fact that there's going to be a lot of local filmmakers,
yes,
local talent that's being showed off. I always talk about the tremendous amount of talent from in arts, in music, in everything that you can possibly mention.
Absolutely.
That's right here in Greene and Columbia County. So that is going to be the Catskill Film Festival. And the fundraiser is going to be this coming Saturday night?
Yep.
At the Niagara, is that First Niagara
First
Bank?
First Niagara, yeah.
Okay. And let's make sure that they have that phone number. It's 518-943-3400. Mm-hmm. And And your website is greenarts.org.
That's right.
And then the film festival will be on Sunday, starting early in the morning at 10 o'clock to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be there.
I will be there all day. I'll be there at 8:30.
And you're going to have, so this is going to be an annual film festival now, from now on.
Hopefully, yes.
All right.
The plan.
Okay. I think you did a marvelous job.
Thank you.
You did a marvelous job.
You're a marvelous host.
Jackie Weaver, she's the curator and organizer of the Catskill Film and Video Festival coming up this Sunday from 10 to 6 p.m. And don't forget the fundraiser, which will be taking place on Saturday night, the Saturday before, at the First Niagara Bank. And what is the time on that?
It's 5 to 7.
5 to 7. And that is a $25 charge.
That's $100.
Oh, that's $100 charge.
Yes.
And you can call for reservations at that number that I gave you, 518-943-3400. And you can check to see the scheduling on their website, which is greenarts.org. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Weaver.
Thanks
I appreciate
for having
you
me.
Coming by. And let's plug it one more time with our PSA for the Catskill Film Festival.
The second annual Masters on Main Street Catskill Film and Video Festival takes place on Sunday, January 29th, 2012, at the historic Community Theater, located at 373 Main Street in downtown Catskill. Running from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., the festival will showcase 32 pieces, mostly shorts, from 34 diverse artists and collaborative teams from across the country. In addition to traditional categories, such as documentary and animation, the festival will also explore the connections between film, video, and performance. For more information, visit the website of the Greene County Council on the Arts at www.greenarts.org.